Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, welcome back to it on a Thursday. Steve Gruber Show coming to you from the Lansing Center. It's the annual Brain Injury Association of Michigan Fall Conference 2017. A room full of people dedicated to figuring out ways to help people reclaim their lives, really reclaim their dignity, if you will. The advancements in Michigan unparalleled because of the money that is available for research that is in part created by the no-fault insurance law put into place in 1976. $20 billion in that fund. About 13,000 people or so on that catastrophic care list after being injured in automobile accidents. As a result, places like Centria Healthcare have been on the forefront of creating opportunities to make lives better. Jeff Steigerwalt is the Vice President of Operations for Centria. He joins me here. Jeff, welcome to the conversation.
Thanks for having me on here today. And I love what you say, opportunities to be able to help people.
It is an opportunity. I mean, look at the research. You look at this building, and I look at people like Centria and the things that you're doing and the research. And I wonder, you know, where the world would be when it comes to traumatic brain injuries if not for Michigan. Honestly, if not for the companies operating in Michigan like your own, or some of the others in this room, and there's 140 or more represented here, plus 1,500 or more attendees. I mean, Michigan is on the cutting edge of technology when it comes to brain injuries and rehab.
And not only the cutting edge of technology, it's the cutting edge of helping people. You look at the Brain Injury Association of Michigan. It's the largest chapter in the nation for the Brain Injury Association. And the amount of lives that they're able to impact, It's really astonishing.
It really is. And, you know, I was sharing a story here earlier. A young man that I know quite well impacted by this very thing just a few months ago when he was hit in the head by a falling tree is recovering at a very nice facility not far from here. And I think that, you know, you look at the technology that's available, the things that can be done now that even 5 or 10 years ago were not possible. And, you know, is it perfect? No, but we're working on getting there.
Definitely.
You know, and that's what it takes. So tell me what, you know, when you guys look at the possibility of auto no-fault insurance changing, this room would be gutted. These companies would be gone, many of them. So, you know, what do you say to people? Say, well, you're going to save $50 on your auto insurance, but what happens to this room full of scientists?
I mean, it's really about the Michigan people. If you look at it and you drive down the road, 1 out of every 100 households are going to have to utilize that benefit in the state of Michigan. And we have the best deal in the entire nation. I've lived and I've worked in other states in the home healthcare industry.
Sure.
And I would not want to be in any other state driving a motor vehicle.
Well, you know, I look at Michigan's insurance rates. Our premiums are $40 below the national average. Yet people tell us that it's the most expensive in the country. That's not exactly true. People say we're the third highest. I'm not sure how that could be true if we're $40 below the national average. How is that possible?
I mean, I'm not a statistician. I'm not a numbers person per se. But I think oftentimes you can make the numbers say whatever you want. Much like they do in the Catastrophic Claims Fund. You know, what do those numbers actually say? What
well,
are
we don't
those
know
numbers?
Exactly.
Is the money running out? Do we have a surplus? We don't know.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, back in the late 1990s, then Governor Engler said that there was $5.4 billion in the fund and said it was overfunded at that point. Well, if we're at $20 billion, are we overfunded? Because we haven't allowed politicians to come in and take the money away and put it someplace to do something that it's not intended for. So if it was overfunded then, where are we now? But nobody really knows for sure, do they?
No, they don't. It's all about the context of the numbers, and nobody is willing to share that.
Right, exactly. So let me ask you one more thing. When you hear people like Bernie Sanders say the single-payer plan is the way to go, and you know that Medicaid and so forth does not allow for home health care, for example. So a lot of these folks that, you know, maybe they're quadriplegic, maybe they need a motorized wheelchair, whatever they may need, and maybe they need care at home, they wouldn't get that. The people in this room that provide those services would be eliminated.
They would be. And, you know, it's very unfortunate. It's all about quality of life. And in Michigan, if, heaven forbid, something does happen to you, you can still have that quality of life. You can still have that dignity. You don't have to be, you know, put in a home and potentially forgotten.
And not to mention that, but it doesn't just benefit folks in Michigan. The advancements that are made in Michigan, whether at Centria or the Eisenhower Center or some of the other great companies working here, those benefits are shared with everybody in the country and, in fact, around the world. The advancements made here benefit people that you will never know and never meet.
That's exactly correct. You know, every day, if you look in the news, you talk about, or you not talk about, but you see different individuals traveling to Michigan for treatment. Why? Because we have the best teams in the entire nation. And why do we have that? It's because of Otto Nofal.
Because the money was there to devise techniques and strategies and technologies to get us there. Now, by the way, for anybody who missed it earlier, Centria offers a lot of services, but there's going to be a get-together here, protectnofault.org, the place to find the details of a bipartisan plan being put forth later today by the Brain Injury Association, a bipartisan plan to overhaul no-fault insurance, keep it in place, but possibly lower premiums. That's good news. Now, what are a couple of things that you guys are offering that you think are unique to Centria?
You know, here at Centria, we work a lot with the catastrophically injured population. So we take care of individuals that have been involved in motor vehicle accidents, and we take care of the most severe injuries. So spinal cord injuries, severe orthopedic injuries, traumatic brain injuries, one of the main reasons why we're here today. We also provide care to individuals that have been born prematurely. We provide private duty nursing services to the pediatric and neonate population, and we provide autism services to individuals that have been diagnosed and fall somewhere on the spectrum.
And again, a lot of those advancements, the research, the technology, the science done is because of Michigan no-fault insurance law.
You've got it, Steve.
Absolutely well done. Greatly appreciated. Jeff Steigerwald, Vice President of Operations for Centria Healthcare. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Steve.
Appreciate it. It's Thursday. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you along. SteveGruber.com, the place to find out more. And if you want to find out about what we just talked about, protectnofault.org, the place to be. We'll be right back.